Chapter 6.
It would be hours before we made it all the way into the core, where we could take time to make final calculations prior to making the last jump to Fex. We had time to kill, and Akari whipped out a couple of frozen Nerf steaks from the galley's freezer. Fancy, I noted.
Enjoy it now. You'll be choking down protein sludge after this.
She put me in charge of all things Nerf and pointed to a collection of vegetables she had stashed away, which she would be preparing. It was only enough for one meal. Everything else, as she said, would be protein and nutrient rations of one kind or another.
Why do you bring so little real food? I asked her.
Jobs like this one usually don't give you enough time to prepare it or enjoy it. We'll be working non-stop and on alert at all times once we hit atmosphere. Food's just fuel, then.
Okay, but why not save something for when the job's through?
That feels like celebrating prematurely, and my desire for real food just pushes me to get home as fast as possible.
It turned out neither of us was particularly skilled in the culinary arts.
You sure can thaw a Nerf steak,
was about all Nakari could muster as a tribute after taking the first bite of my cooking. She was right. I had thoroughly thawed that Nerf, then kept going until I had burned it into a dry, tough piece of leather. I speared a root on my fork and regarded it doubtfully as it sagged on either end. It should have kept its shape.
Wow, these vegetables are really steamed, I said.
We eyed each other for a couple of seconds to see if either would take offense, then broke into laughter and said, sorry, at the same time. After our meal, the armor begged to be tried on. The body was a strong but fairly lightweight insulated mesh, padded and reinforced on the torso and spine, designed to stop kinetic rounds and claws, I supposed. The helmets, by contrast, were almost absurdly heavy and cumbersome. We first had to put on a thick rubber insulation mask that the instructions claimed would shield us from the inevitable use of stun sticks to our own heads. It swept down across our collarbones and across the breadth of our shoulders. Then the helmet was fitted on top of that, so heavy that maintaining balance would be a problem. Any sudden movement forward or backward would tug your body in that direction, as I demonstrated by trying to look down. Nakari threw her head back to laugh at me and fell backward, pawing unsuccessfully at the walls to keep herself upright. We both toggled our comms and laughed at each other.
Remember that guy on Pasher as we got on board? I said. He advised that we practice somersaults in these.
No way that's going to happen, Nakari said. He must have been messing with us.
Yeah, because I'm not sure I can get up now.
What? Whoa, that could be a problem.
It was a problem, though not an insurmountable one. We managed to regain our feet, but not quickly, and not without considerable strain. If we went down on Fex, we would not spring back up again. Running for more than a few steps might be impossible.
Did they even test these before giving them to us?
I wondered aloud, steadying myself against the walls of the passageway.
We should try out the stun sticks, Nakari suggested.
Agreed. If we can't take a hit now, think of what kind of mess we'll be in on the surface of Fex. We'll wind up like that first crew, and maybe the second, too.
Who goes first?
Go ahead and try it on me, I said. It's only fair.